Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What else happened in 2020?
Good question.
Or are you reading more about ethnic cleansing?
Well,
as I go over my head and think about the email I'm going to drastically write to my agent after this.
Do you remember the tsunami?
Which one?
In 2004.
Yeah.
That killed like 200,000 people.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was climate change.
Now that was an earthquake, wasn't it?
Yeah, is that climate change?
Yeah, climate change wouldn't affect earthquakes.
Well, let's Google it. Does climate change... Sorry,
this is the biggest mistake I've made on a professional and personal level, agreeing to do this podcast.
Here we go. Scientists know that earthquakes can be triggered or inhibited by changes in the amount of stress on a fault. That's a fault line. You know what a fault is?
Yeah.
A rock thing. And
do you know what a fault is? A rock thing.
The largest...
You are a fucking disgrace. You shouldn't be allowed anywhere near a microphone.
The Year Is with Red and Bobby.
Welcome to the Year Is podcast, the podcast where every episode we travel back to a year in history. We talk about the weirdest, the most interesting, the strangest things from that year. This is week two of Red Richardson being detained in a Dubai prison. I talked to him this morning. He is still on hunger strike because he refuses to eat the brown bread they are serving. He likes white bread. He said he will eat another prisoner. He's given them that as an option. That was Red thinking, because Red always thinks, you know, I know what they do here. And I'm like, Red, that's not a thing in Dubai. They don't do cannibalism in Dubai. He said, I'm gonna try to get in with the guards by saying, look, I can help you. I can eat the guy if you want to get rid of him. That was his. So, yeah, Red's in prison. We have a campaign on the podcast, Sean, to... This is our guest, Sean McLaughlin.
Hey, how's it going?
We have a campaign to keep Red in prison. So
yeah, sign me up. Where's the petition?
So far every guest is donating their fee for the podcast to the campaign to keep Red in prison in Dubai. Would you?
Well, what is it? We're talking. It's 10 grand, isn't it?
The fee.
Yeah. Well, I've got a big tax bill, but I guess I do feel like the country has improved. Like I feel morale has improved in this country like since Red's been out of
the
it.
The economy
so, yeah.
has been rebounding the last 2 weeks.
Sure. I'll give it all over.
Okay,
good. Yeah.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you, everyone. How are you all feeling?
I was telling you, I went to Norway this weekend for one day.
So you're feeling poor?
Well, I saw the future.
Did you?
Have you ever been to Norway?
I've been to Norway many times.
Yeah, it does feel like the future to me.
Very white,
not racially.
Very white country. I was going to say that. Yeah,
I mean, technologically and socially, I'm not saying though the future is white. Actually, racially, it feels like the past. I'm disgusted. I said that.
I think you've revealed yourself there.
No,
keep Red in Dubai. Let's all be Norwegian.
Norwegian.
Do you think it's more modern than London, than the UK?
Just everything's clean.
Yeah.
And bigger and you know, that's it.
Yeah, that's all you took. This is a whistle blow like I've never heard in my life.
No, you,
this is a dog whistle, sorry, a dog whistle.
Yeah, a whistle blow.
This is a whistle blow.
I'm whistle blowing. Bobby, stop whistle blowing.
Look, it's a 10 a.m. record, everyone. And I don't know if you know this, but podcasts don't normally start at 10 a.m.
But I hate a midday. The thing is, when someone's like, do you want to do my podcast at 2 in the afternoon? It's like, I think what you mean is, do you want your whole day to be fucked?
I agree. There's no way I would have agreed to this if it wasn't at 10 a.m. There's no universe. Are you kidding me? I've got wanks to have.
Yeah.
I've got Norwegian immigration to try and navigate.
You came when you woke up this morning. You need to come again before you have lunch.
Exactly. That's how it works.
And our bathroom door does not have a lock.
It's a five-wank day.
And you masturbate completely naked. So
Completely. So, is there a good Wetherspoons near here? By the way, it's just unrelated. Is there a good Wetherspoons?
Yes.
Quiet?
Quite loud. There's usually men masturbating in the bathroom while screaming.
Good, 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 good.
You'll have somewhere to go.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure.
Big fan of the podcast, particularly since Red left.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Jody, was the vibe when I was away similar to the vibe? Was Red shitting on me when I was gone?
I wasn't going to say. He came up with a very, very similar reason that you weren't here as well. Yeah, you were on the run. You're usually
I was
doing.
On the run.
Yeah, you're usually
Excuse
on the run
me?
For something. And a helicopter happened to go by, and that was you wanting to come back to get some stuff. So, yeah.
Wait, so you were away for how many episodes?
Three.
And have they all gone out yet?
Yeah.
And you've not listened to them? Because you were like, was Red like this? You ever listened to your own podcast when you're away?
Why would I? I hear Red's voice all the time.
I just thought you might be curious to know what the... I mean, you've put your name on this product.
It's a vacation from the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm vacationing. I'm not going to listen and be like...
I'm in the Hamptons.
I'm not going to listen.
I'm with my family and the Catskills.
Okay, best case scenario, I listened and I think that's good. Okay, that's good. Odds are I listen and I think, could have been better.
I think
I'm not there.
I think worst case scenario, you listen to it and go, bloody hell, this is brilliant without me.
That's
a nightmare.
Exactly. So if it's good without me, I'm annoyed about that. And if it's bad without me, I'm annoyed that they made it suck. So there's no benefit to me listening. I can't improve it. It's already been released.
Well, I tell you what, I can listen to it. I'll listen to it on my walk back.
You're committing to 3 hours. You're going to listen to 3 hours of our podcast
I'm gonna
today.
Listen to 3 hours. I'm going to be in Wetherspoons for a long time.
Okay.
I'm going to luncheon there.
Yes.
And...
Well, your balls refill in between
oh,
sessions.
God, why did I start with this?
You did it. I didn't do it.
But I'm going to listen to it and I'm going to review it for you. Okay. And I'm going to just send just in emoji form. I'm just going to go thumbs up. I got episode 1's thumbs up. Episode 2 thumbs up.
Okay.
And then 3 thumbs up is that's when you're in hell because you go bloody hell. He had a great rapport with his guests.
Okay. Yeah, I think Norway is the future because like they have lots of money and then they give it to the people. They're like the white Saudis, you know?
Well, isn't the whole thing, I don't know enough about this. They're the white Saudis. Everything you say that you like about Norway is really concerning.
No!
They're like the Saudis. They're lovely. They're the future.
Because they have oil money.
But isn't it, I don't know if this is true. Maybe you do. Is it?
There's no way we do.
They found the North Sea gas at the exact same time as the UK. And both countries like were able to take half of it.
Okay.
And they turned theirs into like a sovereign fund for the people, which is why they've got the highest quality of life in the world. And we basically spunked ours on like car parks.
I really hope that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's basically both of us could have been Norway and Norway could have been us.
I really...
Yeah.
That's very depressing.
Yeah, it is a bit depressing, but you know what? I do really like Norway, but what do they do?
They're bored.
Yeah, exactly. They're bored. I'm
and
alive.
Financially, yeah.
I'm alive. I had to run past 3 crackheads on the way here. I'm alive.
You walked all the way here, right?
Yeah, from...
You have an amazing ability to walk places.
Mm.
Whenever you're like, I'm going to walk there and it's like an hour walk. I cannot walk for an hour on my own.
I walked 40 minutes here. That's not that long.
I just find an hour walk. Like, what do you think about?
Nothing. I put on music. I was listening to music.
Okay.
You don't do that, though. You don't have headphones.
No, I'm going to start.
You're going to start?
Yeah.
How old are you?
37. I'm going to start. I like music a lot.
Because I always thought that was a really good thing about you. I always thought, I remember when you told me that years ago when I first met you, went, I don't listen to headphones. I think that's really healthy.
No, I just look at my phone.
Yeah, see, yeah, I think that's the problem. I was just listening to music on the way here.
Okay.
So that's healthier.
Yeah. People always say you shouldn't look at your phone, right? And then yesterday I was going to Banbury and I was on a rail replacement bus to Banbury. And
yeah.
An old man sat down beside me for 40 minutes and just stared straight ahead while I looked at my phone. I thought, that's fucking weirder, actually.
Yeah.
That's way weirder to just stare. He didn't look at the window. He just stared like into the abyss of the bus for 40 minutes. And I was like, if I was let myself be alone with my thoughts on a rail replacement bus to Banbury for 40 minutes, I wouldn't make it to Banbury because I'd step off the bus and just walk into traffic.
Well, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've heard of people jumping in front of trains. You'd be the first man to jump in front of a rail replacement bus at that point. I was once on a flight to Vancouver from London, which is what, 11 hours?
That's a long flight.
Guy sat next to me, got on. He did that for 11 hours. He did it. We had a screen full of technology. He didn't even for 1 second look at it or assess what was... He was just... For 11 hours, he was offered food, drink throughout the flight. He said no to all of it. I was fascinated. And my theory was he's just murdered someone and just gone to the airport and go, just get me anywhere.
I'll go to wherever.
I'll go to wherever. Yeah.
And he was just thinking over every detail of the murder in his head.
I've never seen anything like it. He was either the most zen together person mentally or the most unhinged person.
Yes.
I'd love to know.
Yeah, anyone that likes to just sit and stare one of the two.
Yeah, 100%. Mm. Sorry, I'm going to have another sip of water. I hope that's all right. Listeners, I'm going to have Bobby's going to have to carry the next sort of 5 seconds of the podcast.
I think what other people do, Sean, is when I'm talking, you drink.
Not me.
You don't drink in the silence.
This is not your granddad's podcast guest. I can't even pronounce podcast. That's how out of the box I am. Thank you for the water, Bobby.
Yeah, thank you. Well, today we are traveling back to a year you might have heard of.
Mm-hmm.
A year that had an impact on all of our lives, and that year is January to March of 2020.
I was told about this. I'm very excited to dig into this.
I don't know what happened. My memory is terrible, so I don't know what happened after March of 2020.
Mm.
But I looked at the Wikipedia of the first couple months, and it's a fascinating couple months.
Are you doing 2020 in four episodes? Is that your plan?
No. The rest of the year to me is boring.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Whatever happened, don't even remember. I'm sure it's not worth looking at.
Sure.
There was no financial crimes committed to that time.
No, the first, there wasn't first 3 months.
Millions didn't die. I'm sure nothing, you know.
I think the
fabric of society didn't change for decades to come.
And that's why this is the best podcast in the game, because you know when to call it.
We know when to call. We know what to focus on.
Yeah.
And that is January to March of 2020.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing today. Without Red here, we can finally get into the important events.
Yeah.
He skirts away from him. I'm focusing.
Hit me. What happened?
It all started January 1st of 2020, actually.
Okay.
You know? Croatia began its term as president of the European Union. Do you know how crazy it is to let Croatia be the president of the European Union? That's like letting you be the president of your high school.
That's like letting me be the president of this podcast when I've only been here about 5 minutes.
Yes.
Sean is now the president of the year is. I like Croatia as a country. I like Croatian people. Is it sort of, I assume, a ceremonial position to be the head of the European Union? Or are they actually steering the agenda?
No, they started the war in Ukraine. That was Croatia. They said, let's fucking get in there. Let's fund the... That was all the Croatian, the Croats.
Big time. Yeah. Well, they're a warlike
people.
Wait,
I just said Croats, and I don't know if that is...
No, I think Croats is legit. That,
okay.
Yeah.
It felt slurry as I said it.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good, but it is correct.
it feels correct to some. Others...
what's the... Because the one for Polish in some parts of America has been used as a slur.
Well, there's... Let's not play this game.
We're not going to play
this
game.
Let's not play the guess the slur game. I think, is this a slur?
I think Croat is the equivalent to ones in other countries that have been slurs. But who hates the Croats? No one.
I'll Google it.
I can feel Bobby editing in his head as he goes along.
I don't know the answer. Who hates Croatia?
Maybe it's just Croatian. We can say Croatian. Would you rather be ignorant or racist?
Both. Can I be both?
Welcome to the podcast.
Usually whoever hates you is your neighbors, no? Usually there's a healthy kind of rivalry.
So. Well, I Googled the wrong thing, actually. I Googled who hates Croatin, and the Croatin mystery of the lost Roanoke colony was solved. Did you know that?
In 2020?
Actually, yeah. Well, this article was written in 2020.
Well, there you go. There you go. What an uplifting year for everyone.
A centuries-old mystery may have finally been solved. If you're a student of creepy history, like me, or even
that's
just
right,
a fan...
I got an undergraduate degree in creepy history.
Even just
from
a
Spooky
fan
University.
Of Supernatural, you've most likely heard of the lost colony of Roanoke. Mm-hmm. The story began in 1587 when a group of 115 English settlers arrived to settle Roanoke Island off the coast of what is now North Carolina. It was one of the first English settlements in the New World, founded 20 years before Jamestown. Okay, so these people, they go to Roanoke Island.
Mm-hmm.
Roanoke was where the first European child was born on American soil, Virginia Dare, and things were hopeful, but not all perfect.
Did you say the first European child?
Yeah.
How interesting. I never thought about that, that there'd be a first...
The first white kid.
First white kid born in this place.
Yeah. Virginia Dare.
I mean, they've given her a white name.
The Roanoke colony was led by one John White.
Hello.
Who returned to England with a group for more supplies after establishing the settlement. Due to the small... The thing is, I started reading this article, right?
Yeah.
What I thought it would quickly tell the story of the Roanoke thing.
Yeah.
The article's fucking gigantic. If I continue at this pace, this article would take the rest of the episode.
Now, I've got a question for you, Bobby. And I find this... Because I'm currently playing Civilization 6. I go through periods where I play... You know the Civilization games?
Yeah.
They're great games about history and stuff.
Okay.
But I find it interesting that they went to Carolina and then had to go back to Britain for more supplies.
Yeah.
What... Surely, North America and North Carolina has far more abundant in supplies for building and trade
but they're
than the UK.
They're talking about maybe...
Are they just trying to get betting slips and stuff?
They don't have farms yet.
Yeah, but they could just make... Isn't that the point?
It takes a while to build infrastructure.
Yeah, but can't they... I mean, it's got like lumber and things like that there. Couldn't they just use that?
Talk to them.
I can't talk to them. I can't. They're all dead, Bobby.
There would have been things they needed, like microchips for their phones.
Yeah.
And microphones for their podcasts.
Dental floss, things like that.
Floss.
Yeah. I reckon John White on the way back was going, this is a bigger job than we thought.
They ran out of soap and nobody on the boat learned how to make it. And they all started to stink.
it sounds like if I had to lead an expedition.
Yeah.
Like I'd be like, oh, fuck. I left the keys to the New World.
Well, no, what would happen for me is I would get halfway there. I'd be like, fuck, I forgot my coat. Can we go back? I didn't know it was going to rain. I forgot a raincoat.
Has anyone got a charger?
Yeah, does anyone?
Does anyone have a charger?
No. And you can't make a charger from a tree.
So what's the name of this mystery then? Are we going to get a cleaner version of it?
We're over it.
All right. Well, anyway, the Croats or / Croatians, we love you. I'm going to Croatia in early October and I love it. I can't wait.
So the presidency of the... European Union is responsible for functioning of the Council of the European Union, which is co-legislature of the European... This is why we left. It's boring to talk about.
We.
This is why we left.
We.
Listen, as a Brexiteer, immigrant Brexiteer, I see the unique benefits to letting some immigrants in, me, and then no others.
Were you allowed to vote in the referendum?
No, but if I could, you know which way I would have voted.
I know exactly which way. You'd have gone to Norway and you'd have thought, this gives me an idea.
Yes. Yeah. No! No! You come in and say yes, no! It's a beautiful country.
It's a beautiful country full of beautiful people.
There was horses just in the middle of the city.
God, what a futuristic place. You're right, Bobby.
No, the future. I'm not saying the future.
The horses in the middle of the city. One of them was the mayor.
I'm not saying the future is horses. I'm saying it's nice to see some horses.
Look, transport is cyclical. At the moment, we're loyal to the car. Soon we'll be back to the horse.
Yeah, but then when's the skateboard going to be everyone's main method of transport? Yeah. When is the skateboard going to get the respect it deserves? I am not a child's toy. I am a legitimate form of transportation. There should be skateboard highways today.
It's funny because I like skateboarding in theory and I like seeing skate parks. But whenever I see anyone actually circumnavigate the city on a skateboard, I do just think, fuck off, grow up. I don't know why. It probably keeps you in pretty good shape.
They always got a backpack.
They've always got a backpack.
Even if it's a businessman on a skateboard, they'll have a backpack. I want to see a businessman on a skateboard with a briefcase. I feel like the briefcase has died and I want it back.
You think the briefcase has died?
Who do you ever see with a briefcase?
You know what?
Who has briefs?
It's a bloody good point.
Nobody has paper briefs anymore.
I feel the backpack really did a number on the briefcase.
Yeah. I just thought of a great joke for like 50 years ago. You have a briefcase, right?
Yeah.
You go into a meeting, you open up the briefcase, guess what's in it? A
bunch of briefs, underwear.
Oh, baby.
Just 20 pair, and you say, baby. Oh, shit, I brought the wrong briefcase. And then you light yourself on fire.
Yeah, that sounds, yeah. Yeah. That would have killed on the radio.
It's a real life Tim and Eric sketch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, this is why we left. You try to talk about the EU and it's boring. It's not boring to talk about UK politics. The Tories stole £100 billion. That's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
Yeah, the EU.
What's the Croatian government done apart from maintain its beautiful coastline?
Probably some bad things at some point.
Yeah.
I'll check. Atrocity.
I don't know if we should check that.
Croatian atrocity.
Well, I think we're probably going knee deep into the Balkan War, which was a pretty bloody conflict. And I think the Croatians would probably want to have a bit of time away
Croatian
from
Croatian war crimes. Genocide, ethnic cleansing, massacres, deportation, forced conversions, and others.
See, yeah. this is why people...
They do have a nice...
This is why people record podcasts in the afternoon. I'm starting to see why. Because this is a lot to swallow.
They do actually...
Basically, I've not even eaten today.
So there was a genocide, an ethnic cleansing, a massacre, deportation, forced conversions, but...
But that was from the Yugoslavian... Would that be like Milosevic?
I don't know who did what. I'm not going to try to figure it
That's
out.
That's what I like about you.
Through
you, you drop a million grenades, you go, I don't know what any of these mean. See you later. I've got a joke about pants.
Yeah.
I've just found some stuff. Wikimedia bans admin of Wikipedia Croatia for pushing radical right agendas. This included claiming that Hitler attacked Poland and started World War II after the Poles committed genocide against Germans. Redefining World War II concentration camp as labor camp. And yeah, pushing just all the things that didn't really happen in their agenda.
Is this a successful podcast? I know that I'm just wondering.
Last week we went into Romanian history, now we're in Croatia.
Sean, you're now the president of this podcast.
I'm like Croatia rising to the EU presidency. I am the president of this podcast.
So if it's not a success, it's on you.
It's on me now.
If the EU has a bad year, it's on Croatia.
We are declaring war on
your podcast.
I don't have one anymore. Because of this sort of shit.
With Johnny Pelham.
This sort of shit. I was like, oh man, it's getting too hot. Too much heat on our podcast. What else happened in 2020?
Good question.
Or are you reading more about ethnic cleansing?
Well,
as I go over my head and think about the email I'm going to drastically write to my agent after this.
Sean, we have the same agent.
Uh-oh.
Flash floods struck Jakarta, Indonesia, killing 66 people in the worst flooding in over a decade.
If I remember anything from early 2020, it was actually there was a string of natural disasters. It was the first time I think we were very aware that climate change was happening far quicker than we anticipated.
Yeah.
Is that right? Because the Aussie wildfires were there.
Well, do you remember the tsunami?
Which one?
In 2004.
Yeah.
That killed like 200,000 people.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was climate change.
Well, that was an earthquake, wasn't it?
Yeah. Is that climate change?
I wonder what does climate change... climate change wouldn't affect earthquakes.
Well... Let's Google it. Does climate change... Sorry, I went ahead of time.
This is the biggest mistake I've made on a professional and personal level, agreeing to do this podcast.
Effect.
This is undone years of therapy appearing on this show.
Here we go. Scientists know that earthquakes can be triggered or inhibited by changes in the amount of stress on a fault. That's a fault line. You know what a fault is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A rock thing. And
do you know what a fault is? A rock thing.
The largest.
You are a fucking disgrace. You shouldn't be allowed anywhere near a microphone.
The largest climate variable that could change fault stress loads is surface water in the form of rain and snow. So actually, if we cause more rain or less rain, that could affect fault lines.
The tectonic plates will shift faster. Or break or rub faster because of the pressure we've put on it from the top. It's all it's a holistic world we live in. Everything's connected to each other.
It's like our body, you know?
Yeah, it is like our bodies.
If you jerk off too much, your shoulder might hurt.
Bobby, you've summed it up.
Thank you.
And if that doesn't get people to sign up to 350.org, the leading climate change charity, I don't know what will.
Yeah, sure.
If you jerk off too much, your shoulder might hurt.
Yeah.
And that's why we need solar power.
Well, what I do, Sean, is I take really... Because I have the ability to understand any idea because of my mass like, I don't know if you know, but me and Red did IQ tests early on in this podcast, mm-hmm. and I actually have the highest IQ of anyone in the world.
Isn't IQ just basically pointing out what shapes are?
No, my IQ is the highest of any in the world.
Your IQ is highest of any in the world?
Yeah, 200. That was according to an online IQ test.
So are you going to join Mensa?
No, I'm beyond it. It would be boring for me.
You're doing Mega Mensa.
Yeah, Mega. I started my own organization. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just you and a bloke from NASA. And,
yes. Yeah. Me and NASA, the organization, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all of them collectively have the same intellect as I do individually. So what I'm able to do is take this really complicated information that most idiots couldn't understand and then distill it into easy to understand information, like when I jerk off, my shoulder hurts. I'm simplifying it for the plebs.
Yeah, I'm sick of all these brain boxes going on the news, giving me statistics and giving me photographic evidence. All I need is Bobby Mayer going, look, you know, and you jerk off and your shoulder hurts. Yeah, that's the same as if we keep burning fossil fuels. So how about we don't do that? And our shoulder hurting is Jakarta being flooded.
That's what comedy is, though. Comedy is idiots thinking that they're like, even the most intellectual comedy is just like they just read a book and dumbed it down.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't think there's any really
I've genuinely never met a comedian I would define as intelligent ever or interesting. And I think it's the biggest myth that comedians tell themselves is that they go, we're actually quite smart. None of us are smart. By choosing to do this, we have dumbed ourselves down.
Yeah, because you are what you do. Yeah. What we do is need.
Yeah.
We've chosen a life of needing other people's approval and wanting other people to like us. Or that is an inherently weak thing to do.
It's
inherently weak to need others' happiness to do your job.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
That's weak. Strong people are people who make choices, you know? Presidents of the European Union.
Yeah, you're strong. Who is the current president of the European Union?
We don't need to, here's a rule on this podcast, Sean. We don't ask questions.
Okay. So we don't ask questions. We just provide answers.
Yeah, if the other person hasn't said something, don't ask them about it because they probably don't know.
Sure. They. The hypothetical they, he says.
They. Yeah, they.
Finish the water. Cheers, Bob. Just to let the listeners know, Bobby offered me some water earlier and I said yes. And then he left and came in with his own glass of water. And I went, oh, I thought you said no. So that's where we are. That's where we are in Herne Hill on a Monday.
So yeah, so far it seems like 2020 is not going very well.
Well, there's been the highs of Croatia ascending in the European Union, but the lows of some flooding and things like that.
Did you know in early 2020, it seems like it may not have been a great year, based on what I'm reading.
Okay.
Ukraine International Airlines Flight 752 is shot down by Iranian forces shortly after takeoff from the Tehran Imam, whatever the fuck name, International Airport, killing all 176 people on board.
That's bad.
That is bad.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It was an accident.
Was it an accident?
I think it was an accident.
Why do they think the plane was someone else?
I think they had like an automated defense system.
Ah, okay.
And somebody hit the wrong button. Now, this is my take on it.
Sure.
Somebody hit the wrong button.
Somebody hit the wrong button.
And then...
Do you honestly think that the defense system it can just be... completely undone by someone hitting one wrong button.
And then kablooey.
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 Is that the sound effect noise?
That's what happens when a plane gets shot down, kablooey.
Yeah, sure.
It really wasn't good.
No, it was not. It was not good, Bobby.
Can you imagine being the guy, though?
The guy who, what, pressed the wrong button?
Presses the wrong button.
Can you imagine being the company that made such a ridiculous safety network?
Yeah.
It's foolproof. The key thing is don't press this one wrong button or you will be shooting down passenger planes.
Isn't that crazy, though, that the next couple of years got so intense that we'd even forgotten that happened?
Yeah, it's pretty mad that. For both nations, both Iran and Ukraine.
They've both lived some lives the last couple of years.
Yeah.
They've really went in their own directions.
I'm really looking forward to Iran
finally getting their chance to be the president of the European Union. I think they're going to really
They're
going to
make
it.
Some fast changes.
They're going to come in there hot, I think, yeah.
I think, like, you know, the UN doesn't really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
The UN is just there to be like, guys, we really should stop killing people and burning fossil fuels. And everyone goes, thanks, UN.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We really appreciate your thoughts on this. And then they go, like, shoot a child in the head and light a tire on fire.
Yeah.
I think just for fun, every country should get a chance to be in charge of the UN.
Just for fun.
Well, like, it's always in New York, and it's always, like, somebody, you know, I want, like, Kim Jong-un to get to be in charge for a year.
If Kim Jong-un becomes the head of the UN, UN needs to start, like, a streaming service, and I will subscribe.
I know.
I would watch that. I go, what is he going to do now? The first thing he'd do is install, like, a basketball hoop.
He loves about him and Dennis Rodman would have one-on-one games. Yeah, Dennis would let him score all the time.
It's 2020. Now, speaking of Kim Jong-un, I don't know if this falls into the remit of the first 3 months. Was there not
two months? We're not covering March, really.
Oh, right. Okay. I retract the statement then. Do you remember there was a rumor that Kim Jong-un had died?
Yeah, he loves to do that.
Because his sister's the next in line to take over.
What crazy progress to let a woman commit genocide against her own people?
Yeah, I know.
I really think, like, wow.
Sisters really are doing it for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a pun also, Sean.
That's how good I am as a guest. I didn't even know I was making a pun.
Okay, did you know that on February 2nd, 2020, a rare universal palindrome date, 02-02-2020, occurred in the Georgian calendar? Such events usually only transpire around once every 1,000 years, with the last such event occurring in 1111.
What's the Georgian calendar? Is that the calendar we're using?
That's our calendar.
The Georgian calendar. Now, is that named after the nation of Georgia, or is it named after the king?
Okay, here's the problem. I mispronounced the word. It's the Gregorian calendar.
Yes, I figured that. I figured there was it, because I've heard of the Gregorian calendar.
That's the calendar, Gregorian.
Yes.
Not Georgian.
And even then, why is it called the Gregorian calendar? Was it named after a bloke called Gregory?
Sean?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it Gregory who figured it out?
It's named for Pope Gregory the 13th, who issued the papal bull Inter Gravissimus in 1582, announcing calendar reforms for all of Catholic Christendom. There you go.
Imagine that. The Pope. So the Pope now could theoretically just announce calendar reform and just say to his people, right, we need to have 13 months. Go figure it out. See you later.
Well, you know, my least favorite months are like November to January.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because it's always cold.
So you think if we cut those out, then we'll
get rid of those
months. Straight to the summer.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Let's go October to February.
Yeah. Big time. I'm with you, man. 100%.
Or just don't even call them months. Just have those three-month period and just call it the fallow period.
Yeah.
And everyone just goes, we're in the fallow period.
Yeah.
Like, name it for what it is. It's shit.
The dark ages.
Name the cold, dark months. Something where the name at least acknowledges how unhappy we all are.
Yeah.
December should be called, like, something to do with, like, look at your family month.
Mm.
Because it inherently, it just reminds you, like, oh, yeah, this month my job is to look at my family.
Do you think that name would catch on if the Pope announced that? Pope goes, by the way, I'm making some changes to the calendar. December is now called look at your family month.
Yeah.
And what? So he's giving orders about what you have to do for every month?
No, he's just naming. He can name. He names based on our habits already.
Okay. So what's he calling January?
January is stop.
Have diarrhea month.
Stop drinking month. And then February is convince yourself actually you're fun when you drink month.
Yeah.
That's my favorite is I love February because it's all the people who were like shaking in December from alcoholism and then they quit for a month. And at the end of January, their lives start to get better.
Yeah.
But then about February 6th, they're like, you know what? Actually, I'm better when I drink.
Yeah. Dry January is one of the most fascinating phenomena to actually genuinely be caught on. I think it's healthy. I mean, I don't think it's a problem, but I think it's so, it shows how weak we all are.
I feel like I've really started a stream of like non-events. And now it would be disingenuous to go to good events.
What, on this?
In 2020.
Why? Is there a major event that you've got next up on the list?
I just have some options.
Go on.
On February 19th, 2020, 11 people are killed and 5 injured in a terrorist shooting spree by a far-right extremist targeting shisha bars in Hanau near Frankfurt, Germany.
And so I guess I'm supposed to riff on that.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to like riff on that and make that into a sort of content, am I?
Well,
that's my role here.
Yeah.
Is to riff on that.
Sean, I thought you were
shisha bars. Shisha bars? Why is he shooting shisha bars? He should be shooting fucking, I don't know, Irish theme bars. Is that what you want from me?
Sean, I thought you're a really skilled guest. You could handle this difficult period in history. Maybe I was wrong.
Well, it's yet another horrendous world event has been laid at my feet to try and turn it to comedy.
On February 28th...
Did they catch the guy? Did they kill him?
On February 28th, we'll move on. NATO expresses solidarity with Turkey after 34 Turkish soldiers were killed in an airstrike by pro-Syrian government forces.
Jesus fucking Christ, Bobby. I genuinely thought, oh, the wildfires will be a challenge. The Australian wildfires, that'll be a challenge to make that funny in this episode.
I think they
You're going harder than I could have. You're going studs up on this.
I didn't
year.
Think they were very funny fires.
No, they're not funny. I wouldn't say they're funny at all. I wouldn't say any of this is funny. What's a good thing? Can you name a good thing that happened?
The Barksia Meadow shooting during a demonstration pro-government. Collectivistas shoot at disputed president and speaker of the National Assembly, Juan Guaido, and his supporters in Barquisimeto, Meadow, Venezuela, leaving 5 injured. That's good.
Great.
They were just injured.
They were just injured.
They didn't die.
What an uplifting story.
And then the pandemic started.
So they got to live through all of that.
Yeah.
They got to live through all of... They got to hear Gal Gadot sing them Imagine. Imagine that. What a lucky people.
Sean, we're not talking about the pandemic.
Sorry, the pandemic doesn't... We don't talk about the pandemic on this
it's
episode.
It's depressing.
It is depressing. You're right.
The pandemic is so... Oh, my God. I don't want to go over the depressing things from 2020 where people, you know, that's not, people listen to this podcast because they want
people
escapism.
Still remember that. Yeah, they want to escape.
They
You're
want
right.
to escape. They don't want to remember sitting in their houses and playing video games.
No, I remember
They want
that.
To hear about the massacres that happened right before we started enjoying lockdown.
I know exactly what you mean. Okay, sorry about that. Any other shootings? Any other mass shootings or sort of catastrophic natural events?
No, that's it, really. I remember a sense around this time, there was a feeling. We could talk about this. When the pandemic did start, do you remember when it was happening in Wuhan?
Yeah.
Do you remember that feeling of like impending doom, but kind of excitement? Like something crazy is about to happen.
I remember feeling I remember knowing it was coming early because I had gigs and bits of work in mainland Europe that were slowly getting chipped away at. It was very interesting. I remember I was doing I did a corporate gig in Amsterdam the night before a lockdown was announced in Amsterdam, and they called me a few weeks before. I was doing like a big, it was like a conference. And he's like, I barely do anything, stuff like this. And they called me a couple of weeks before and went, a lot of people are pulling out because of this sort of coronavirus. We don't want you to pull out. And I was like, I'm not pulling out of that. Are you kidding me? And then I remember I flew back from Amsterdam to London the next day, and there were maybe 100 people in the airport in Amsterdam. And I was like, oh, fuck, it's happening. And then even then, when I flew back to London, people were saying, oh, no, we won't go into lockdown. We were so convinced it wouldn't happen. We were so
convinced. It was amazing. Early March, when it got to Italy, everyone was like, that's crazy it's in Italy.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's clearly going everywhere.
And then the Italians were saying, all of Europe, please learn from our mistakes. And everyone was going, Italy? Oh, that may as well be Korea.
Like, yeah, that may as well be.
It's like, no, it's literally there. It's 2 hours. Yeah. It was exciting.
But it was obviously, it was sad for millions of people. But there was a feeling of like, because every generation thinks the world's going to end.
Mm.
And that was a legit like, holy shit.
Yeah, I find it really fascinating to think about it and how it. Now I never think about it.
I never.
I was walking around yesterday with my wife, and I said to her, "This really reminds me of lockdown because this is the walk I used to take every day when you were allowed to have one walk a day, and I would walk around there. I didn't love it, but because I was lucky enough to sort of be okay." I was at least able to just sort of observe it and absorb the chaos. The Prime Minister of this country went on the news and said, coronavirus isn't real. I shake hands with all the people in hospital. And then 2 weeks later, he was basically saying to the nation, I am going to die of this thing. Like, we're like, what the fuck?
That was incredible.
What is going on? And then he survived and he learned nothing.
That was incredible.
He learned nothing.
There was no better moment than when it seemed like Boris was going to die. At that point, it wasn't even to me political. It was like I was in a tribe and I was like, I really hope the chief of our tribe doesn't die.
Yeah.
Because we need someone to tell us what direction to go in.
It was almost like an anarchist state. Like we sort of had no, we had all these laws, but we had nothing to do. We had nowhere to go. We had no guidance.
Because everyone did the clapping for the NHS.
Yeah.
Everyone should have had like a tasks, maybe. If the government said, like, every day for an hour, do this to help.
Yeah, it could have been like the war effort.
But the effort was to just hide.
Yeah.
But what if they, like, got us to, like, sew or something? Everyone needs to learn how to sew.
It's a bit... Do you find it strange that the people who were the most anti-COVID at saying, like, it was all made up, sort of, like... Like coronavirus, what we thought it would be and what it ended up being, it is hard to say to them, no, it was all good. It was good that we all locked down, because they'd be like, oh, what, like 45 people died or something. I'm always like, no, it's good, but I never know how to deal with these people.
But they still, you can see them grieving it becoming less and less relevant now.
Yeah.
Because they got so obsessed with it. The anti-vax people got so obsessed with that as a movement. Like, this is the moniker for, like, evil.
Mm.
And now that nobody gives a shit anymore, they're like, guys, vaccine. Whenever someone's has a heart attack, they're like, that's the vaccine. And you're like, well, people did have heart attacks before the vaccine. Actually.
Is that true? Is that on your research?
That people had heart attacks.
Yeah, people have heart attacks before. Oh, it's mad. When were you first, was there a moment where you were first aware? You were like, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Or were you...
When my friend Adam Christie was visiting me in London and we were talking about Wuhan, and I was like, it's coming.
Yeah.
It was only in Wuhan at that point. I was
yeah.
Like, there's no way it's not coming. Because if plagues made it across the world in the 1500s,
yeah,
when there was no internet, like interconnectivity, there's no planes, there was no like, constant train travel.
Yeah.
If a plague made it then, and it would take a couple years for the plague to make it, I was like, well, by that logic, how quickly we have people moving around everywhere all the time, it's going to be here really soon.
You know, I never got it. Well, I must have got it, but I never tested positive.
Really?
I never tested positive in my entire life.
What if?
And I tested a lot. I never tested positive.
Did you want it? Did you want to be?
Did
a part?
I want it?
Did you like just to feel a part of something?
Yeah. Do you know what, Bobby? You've actually, you've traced the sort of hint of disappointment in my. I did want it.
Did you want
I wanted to just be able to go, oh, I've got it now. Any tips? I wanted to do that online, but I never got to do that.
I like when people like any tips. They just open up their medical advice to like the internet.
Oh, I mean, the thing
people
is,
people are
it was
like,
drink
milk, and you're like, oh, thank you.
I never got. Do you got it?
Yeah.
You tested positive for it.
Yes.
A few times.
Yeah, we had a baby, and then I got COVID, so I had to spend a week alone in the living room while Harriet took care of the baby.
That's rough.
No, it's like vacation.
This is a good thing. But
yeah. Okay. Sure.
I was like...
I've realized now that whenever I think something's bad, Bobby thinks it's good. That's what I should have learned by this point
in
the episode.
Oh, no. I just have to watch TV and do push-ups in the living room.
Push-ups. Well, my ass.
Well, Harriet, I didn't do any push-ups.
Don't worry, Harriet. I'll just do push-ups so I can really look after that baby in a week.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be ready.
When did you test? Did you test it positive?
Yeah, not till quite late, though. I think March, April 21.
Wow.
I think. I don't know if I had it quite early on, though, but when you just couldn't get tests at all. Because I remember, I don't know if it was just that or I just going stir crazy in my bedroom, perhaps. But yeah, it was very weird. But I was just like, how can I not be catching it? Because I live right by King's Hospital. Like, I'm right by the hospital going for walks or I'm going to the supermarkets.
And your favourite thing is licking doorknobs.
Yeah, yeah.
You like licking doorknobs.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I must have got it. I might have it now. But because the thing is, it was symptomless for like 80% of people if you were young.
Wait a second. You don't still test?
I test every morning.
Yeah, good. Okay, good. I'm just no, so I we're test all in every agreement, morning. We still all test every
I'm
day.
I'm still on the NHS app.
Yeah, good.
I got pinged.
You're the only one left on the NHS app. Yeah, they're like, ping, Sean, you're like, I haven't left the house in years.
It's funny that even now, it's like occasionally I'll get... Like if I'm on a flight or if I'm doing something, sometimes work things, they'll go, oh yeah, we need to, for COVID safety reasons. I go, are you fucking kidding me with that?
Yeah. We're all coughing into each other's mouths at this point. Can we stop pretending there's any COVID safety?
Yeah, exactly.
For the listeners though, they can't see Bobby's maniacal look when he's talking about, it's coming, it's coming. Yeah, he's like doomsayer.
Get on the YouTube. Is this all on YouTube?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Can't wait for the YouTube comments on this episode.
In 2020, 111 Yemeni soldiers and 5 civilians are killed in a drone and missile attack on a military camp near Marib.
That's your part, Dad, is it, Bobby? That's your part of the podcast.
I can't.
Now it's up to me to fucking do what?
I can't break theme now. I have to stick with the joke.
What a funny thing that happened. So what, Yemeni soldiers died in what? How on earth would I even begin to make that
funny? If you're not
I don't know what their struggle is. I don't know what this is about. I don't know who either of these people are.
It's a civil war. It's been happening for years.
Okay, well, it doesn't sound very civil. There you go. That's joke, cut, clip. There. Joke, clip, kit, clip, cancelled.
Are you worried about that?
No, I'm not worried about being cancelled.
No.
No. I think the people who listen to this and enjoy it are in no position to cancel anything. I think one quick look through their internet history would mean that it's sort of mutually assured destruction, isn't it?
That would be great if anybody who ever attacked anyone else online, like with moral outrage, they then had to post their entire internet history.
I think that's the only way. That's the only way we can get through this period of time. Whenever you call anyone out, you have to be, oh, by the way, these are the last 100 websites I've been on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is what I'm up to.
Yeah, of course. Why are we just accepting these random people? Why am I so scared of random people going, oh, I didn't like that? I go, oh, you don't like me? Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's been nice having you on the podcast.
Thanks. I've honestly loved it. It's going to put a real spring in my step for the rest of the day. I was gonna write stand up today, but I think I might just buy a sword or something.
Really?
I think I might go and buy a sword and protect my home because it sounds like there's a lot more attacks taking place than I thought.
Listen, I just want to shine a light on the first couple months of 2020.
Yeah.
And make people realize that it wasn't all bad.
It wasn't all bad. No, there was a lot of good. There were a lot of successful things. Provided you view the world exclusively through the lens of Eastern European states climbing the greasy pole within the European Union, then it was actually a very good time, wasn't it?
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Absolutely not. Not to your listeners.
You have a special coming
up?
Yeah,
don't listen to it.
What's your special called?
It's called So Be It. It's on YouTube. You can watch it if you want. I don't know if it's good or not.
It is good. I watched it.
It was recorded on a weird night. So
what are you talking about? It was good.
There's a moment where a woman falls asleep in the front row. You don't get Jerry Seinfeld doesn't have to put up with that shit. It's a good special if you're into seeing what stand-up comedy is actually like, because this is what stand-up comedy is actually like. It's not like a pristine thing with a guy delivering amazing jokes.
That's like this podcast. This podcast is what podcasts are actually
like. This is what podcasts actually are. Yeah. If you like this, you're going to love my new special. If you don't like this,
You still might like his special.
You still
actually.
Might because they are good jokes.
This might have been a bad episode.
Is it your Edinburgh show from last?
Yeah,
that was awesome. I went to go see it. I remember telling Bobby, it's great.
Oh,
so
thanks,
you should
man.
Watch it.
Yeah,
sure.
It was good. I mean, it was tricky, but I like how the special turned out because it's different from others. It's not the special I wanted to make, but I'm kind of glad I've stumbled upon something that I quite like. So yeah. Do you have anything to plug, Bobby?
Oh, there'll be another episode next week.
Who's on? Is Red back? We don't know.
There is a good chance Red will have escaped from prison by next week.
He'll have eaten his way out.
Will return.
Yeah.
So, look forward to that.
And are you going to do more of 2020? Or are you just going to...
No.
Nah. Nothing to talk about.
No, nothing else interesting happened. Sean, so you said you want to stick around for the Patreon episode?
No, I don't want to stick around for the Patreon episode. I have to go and work and stuff. How long is the Patreon episode?
This is 10 minutes.
Is it 10 minutes?
Yeah, it's a 10 minute
episode.
It's longer. It's like 20 minutes.
What? I don't... I've already told you I've got to do work, and here you are putting pressure on me in a public. I've got to write. I've got emails. I've got invoices to do. I've got flats to barricade.
Okay.
I've got Yemeni civil wars to fund.
Thank you to our super genius patrons, Christopher, Spencer, Matthew. We couldn't do without you. Thank you to Sean. It's sad he has so much to do, but
yeah, it's very
he's
sad.
He's so busy.
You're lucky to have me.
Good. We're very lucky. Goodbye.
Bye.
That was another episode of The Year Is. Thank you very much for listening. Please like and subscribe. Leave us a review. It all helps. I'd like to thank our producer, Jody. And also I'd like to thank Josh Weller for our intro music and song. It's very catchy. It's very nice. I'm sure you'll enjoy it at the beginning. So big thanks to Josh Weller. He's on Instagram at Josh Weller. Josh Weller. Follow him and keep spreading the word of The Year Is. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.